Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone Weatherpeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com. Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Mike Tyson has said, much like a lot of great fighters, Rocky Balboa, perhaps you heard of him, no women, no weed leading up to the big fight July 20th with Jake Paul. But the bigger update for a lot of other people is that it's an actual sanctioned fight now as of today, meaning it counts on their record. Professional boxing is acknowledging it as a real fight. It's a legit fight. That's up for speculation. People still want to say there's a fix or it's all about the money or
But it's sanctioned. It's a sanctioned fight. So part of that is there is an official winner. When it's right. An exhibition, there's no official in the books winner.
A la Tyson, Roy Jones Jr., but this is a sanctioned pro fight as of now. That's the big important update. But the other side question is, when you say no weed, and Mike Tyson's known for his mic bites and his Tyson Ranch and hot boxing, and you know, he dabbles in that world, and you say no women.
Dabbles.
Would you say that is clear advantage? Do you think that doesn't matter? Especially when you think about what Ryan Garcia just pulled off. You know, he was partying, said he drank almost every night leading up to the event. At the weigh-in, him and his dad both admitted it was apple cider and water or something like that.
I mean,
carbonated apple cider.
I mean, some people are saying Garcia pulled the fast one on everyone.
On Vegas, on everything, right? But when you see what he was capable of doing, you know, does it really matter that much if you're that talented, if you're that prepared? You know, it's like in life. If you're that prepared and you're that responsible, you sort of get a little more leeway. Even as a dad, I give my daughter more leeway. You know why? Because she's responsible. She does well in school and everything else. If Tyson's disciplined and dedicated and prepared, does it matter that much if he has a drink, if he has a joint here and there? He's saying he's not doing it either way.
But I just wonder, like Danny G, if I told you from now until July 21st,
no thick the weed,
Mike Tyson style, would that affect you? Do you think that would affect most guys, women? Like,
it's not hurting to play it disciplined, right?
I think it would put you on edge for sure.
And do we want that to come out of Mike? Is that the point? Is the point to unearth the buried angry Mike Tyson?
And oh, we said that when we speculated about 2 weeks ago, because the announcement then was he's going to stop smoking. Right? It was smoke. Was it cigarettes? Does he smoke cigarettes
no,
too?
No, weed. Just weed.
Just weed.
This guy's high every day.
Because
yeah, this rumor.
He said specifically so that he could be aggravated and agitated and take it out on his opponent.
Yeah, this rumor's been out there for a few weeks, and he officially made it known, no weed, no women.
But now it's no women. Yeah, no women is the update.
So if you take a guy like Mike, who
who has spent the better part of a decade becoming this calm, chill version of himself. I'm not that guy anymore. Like, he loves to talk about how he's not that guy anymore. He's philosophical. This guy smokes and talks like Neil deGrasse Tyson about the universe and the world and life. And you take Mike Tyson back to the old school Mike, where he's pent up, angry, irritated.
You know, this is a real crazy stretch.
No release. Yeah.
This is a crazy stretch. Hold on. Hear me out, though. That's his medicine in a lot of ways, right? That calms him down and makes him a better person. He said that himself, like weed, and when he licked the toad's back.
He licked the toad.
Remember that? He said that changed his life.
Covino, we saw it for ourselves. When we were broadcasting live in Vegas at the Blue Wire Studios, he was there doing the hot boxing podcast before we went on. He was frustrated, and they had to get him out of there. He was really angry. Why? Remember, he found out he couldn't smoke weed inside the new studio.
Yeah. So when you take someone
for a few hours,
for a few hours. I say medicine in quotes, air quotes.
Well, it's medicine.
It is medicine, right? I mean, when you take people off their medicine, things could happen.
Air quotes, not necessary.
And over the weekend, this is like a silly side story that's in my Vato algorithm. I have a Vato algorithm. What was Selena's brother's name? AB?
That was her dude.
Anything for you, Selena's.
I think you're right.
What's his name?
Was it AB?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you're right.
He was doing a show at his hometown in San Antonio, and they started booing him, right? But then he went off on the crowd, like, you guys are whack. I hate you guys, F you anyway, right? And it became this viral Vato story of like, yo, man, he lost it on stage because he was attacking the crowd. He then had to go to social media and apologized because he said he got a cancer scare, and because of the testing and everything he was doing, he had to be off his medication, and all his bipolar sort of tendencies started to come out, and he had just been off for a few days or whatever. So he apologized. So, hey, you take Mike Tyson off the weed, you never know what angry side of him might come out, and he'll take that out on Jake Paul, and that's what we want to see as fans. The point in the stretch and the side story was, or the analogy was, maybe that's what people need to get into that zone. It's not a zone they want to be in, but if you're going to be in the ring and you're going to be fighting somebody, it might work to your benefit in that moment.
We're not just talking a little bit of weed either. A few years ago, on that same podcast of his, he admitted he burns through $40,000 a month.
Dude, that's a lot of weed.
I mean, this is not a guy that takes an edible to get some rest once in a while or socially on a Friday night, you know, passes it to the left. This is the guy that's high and subdued most of the time. I'm the new Mike Tyson. That guy combined,
I'm a peaceful man.
Combined with no sexual release, we might see a very frustrated, different,
agitated, irritated.
That might be the good thing.
So, again, what are your thoughts on that? Again, the update is it's a sanctioned pro fight now. No weed, no women. And are we going to get victory as a result? Do you think it doesn't matter as much after you saw what Garcia pulled off?
What if I told you that?
I think, here's my thoughts.
Okay.
I want to make it clear. I don't think there's any harm in staying disciplined and prepared, right? So you could be talented, but if you're talented and disciplined, more power to you. I think that's only going to add to your results. So I don't think there's any harm in being disciplined to this level. Is it necessary? Like I said, Ryan Garcia sort of proved that otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. My point is, if you told me, hey, Rich, take any vices one might have. No women or gambling or drinking or drugging. Don't do that, you know, for the next 3 months because you're preparing for something big at work, for whatever you do at work. Do you really think those type of adjustments would make you a better, more prepared man? Or is it just irritating him for no reason?
Yeah, well, put yourself in that situation, right? Let's say, all right, it's not even May yet. This fight's in July.
That's what I'm saying. This is not like July. It's not in
July
2 weeks.
July 20th. So if we said to you, the average fella who just has to get ready for, a presentation at work or a sales meeting or anything, hey, man, you can't have any familial relations, sexual relations, a drink, whatever it is that you do, like Rich said, as your vice, you can't do any of that. You can't have a day off, until that date, July 20th, how aggravated and irritated would you be? You'd be on edge, dude. Right? So it's only going to add to this guy's inner monster, and I'm excited for it. Yeah. And now that it's a sanctioned pro fight, I don't think Tyson's one that cares much about legacy here, but I think it matters that much more. Like, you don't want to lose to Jake Paul on your professional record. So I think that's awesome. I think advantage Tyson.
The public sentiment, we can move on, but the public sentiment, Covino, has changed.
Well, you mean the Vegas odds, right?
The Vegas odds.
But what does Vegas know? Again, when they were just duped by Garcia. I hate to keep bringing him up into this, but Vegas had him as a major underdog because he was trolling everybody.
Mike Tyson.
He rope-a-doped Vegas.
Jake Paul, according to the New York Post yesterday. Vegas sees a massive betting line movement as Tyson's sparring videos and personal decisions are made public. So,
Rich,
people
if you
watching,
didn't have edibles for a week, you'd be hard to deal with. Imagine Tyson giving up weed for 2 months.
Let's see. The betting public is all in on Mike Tyson. The line is only moving in one direction. And but that could be a bunch of 30, 40, 50-year-old guys like us betting on Mike Tyson because it's our childhood.
Hey, have you seen Rich when he doesn't have coffee? He's like a little baby bee.
Honestly,
when Rich doesn't have a coffee, you would think his world was ending. I got a raging headache. Oh, he's like a grumpy, like angry Mickey Mouse. Oh, yeah. Get out of my way.
Listen, I want to make it clear. I'm not that.
So can you imagine Mike Tyson without his weed?
I'm not that.
This is great.
I'm not that a-hole that's like, don't talk to me until I have my coffee. No, I'm not that guy. I'm saying I personally will feel.
You're agitated.
I got a headache and I'm all irritable.
You feel kind of under the weather.
Yeah, because in the morning I'm like, I need something to get me rolling.
I haven't had my coffee.
And then at night, you know, if you're a guy that takes a little edible or has a little cocktail, a little old fashioned or something, you might not be able to get a good night's sleep. Mike Tyson for the next 3 months is going to be disciplined the way he was in the 80s
and on edge, 90s, ready to explode on Jake Paul's face.
The Mike Tyson that punched Helms in the face in the Hangover. That angry Mike Tyson?
That angry Tyson. Don't mess with me. That angry sort of snarling could snap at any moment Mike Tyson. And I hope that Tyson doesn't show up when we do a very special Monday edition of Tyson Trivia, giving away prizes to get the week going. Like I said, this will be a fun week. Cinco de Mayo weekend coming up. And Canelo Munguia this weekend, speaking of fights.
Spotty should light up a joint right in front of him, see what he does.
See what he does, man.
Yeah. By the way, Tyson, according to Las Vegas and some of the sports books, Tyson is far and away the bettor's favorite more than any other fight in this year.
How is
this
that
year.
Possible, dude?
Because you know what it is? It's a bunch of people that are like us, 40-year-old dudes that are like, Mike Tyson's my childhood. I played Punch-Out in my childhood bedroom. It's Mike Tyson. There's no way he could lose to an influencer. And the sentiment is, oh, he's an underdog too, so I could double
people
my money?
To drop that narrative, by the way, that Jake Paul's an influencer. That's garbage. That dude's been boxing for years now at a steady pace. So he's not an influencer anymore.
Want to hear this? Want to hear how much?
He was an influencer.
I'll wrap with this, and then we'll talk about Kevin Durant and NBA and NFL draft, all the stuff on your mind. Mike Tyson, from the time this boxing line opened, do you know it is now dropped as of this past Friday, a couple days ago? Tyson is a near even odds in the fight. He is plus 105. Jake Paul is minus 130. This started out as Jake Paul minus 300, minus 400, and Mike Tyson was a significant 3-1 underdog. And now, according to Las Vegas,
and when I beat
even
Buster
money.
Buster Douglas with 42-1.
Even money. How do you explain that big swing? Is everyone just delusionally thinking there's no way Mike Tyson loses?
I think there's a great chance that he could lose only because he's fighting strength and youth. And, Father Time's undefeated.
As you said, Mike Tyson's 30-second videos might be impressive, but those are for 30 seconds
exactly.
Against a sparring partner.
What do we all want to see? Obviously, Mike Tyson winning. But I think it's going to be a much closer fight than anyone realizes. Jake Paul's a big, strong kid, and he's a boxer. He's not an influencer. So anyway, that's the update. Professional sanctioned fight. No weed, no women, Only victories for Mike Tyson, at least we hope.
Sounds like a boring 3 months.
Yeah, I know, right?
sounds like 3 months I don't want any part of.
And you know what, too? If you're going to make that sacrifice, too, you want to make it count.
You better win, then.
Yeah, exactly. So that's added pressure, too. What did I do all this for if I'm not going to annihilate this guy in the ring?
Which was probably another reason why the line has moved so much. Because people are like, if Tyson's really going to take this serious, if he's really going to take this serious.
Yeah. So that's putting the pressure on him to show up July 20th against Jake Paul. So props, happy to hear it. Like I said, discipline and dedication is never going to hurt. That Charlie Arnold story was actually pretty cool because that's how you get opportunities. There's a part of everybody that's like, I don't know. But that's when you got to step up and just deliver in the moment. The first time I was ever on air, it was sort of probably an emergency situation. Like, hey, can you do this? And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know what I was doing, but you figure it out. You figure it out.
Wasn't the story someone asked you if you knew how to run the board?
First time you had to run the board, it's like, yeah, I had an idea, but I didn't really know how.
But wasn't the story like you were at some rock concert party and you had had a bunch of drinks?
No.
And you said all the lights on the board look like.
No, that I had that experience, but not my first time. Yeah, not my first time.
All the lights on the board looked like, oh.
You're telling a different story. All right, this ties into Mike Tyson before we get into Kevin Durant. So way back in the day, early days of radio, the late 1900s, K-Rock New York, right? Of course, I'm a young dude, so I had to work the like Christmas night or something like that, right? Christmas night or New Year's Eve, it was one of those. No, it was Christmas night. And it was apparently tradition where one of the old school engineers that worked there would smoke out the one person that had to be there on that night.
Oh, so you were the
one.
So I walk
in and he's like, he's like an older guy. So I'm like, he's like, I have to be respectful to this dude. He's like, listen, this is tradition. And I'm like, really? Dude, I sat there.
No way you could say no to this.
I couldn't. I sat there at the console.
And no way someone could do that in 2024.
I sat there at the console, and those boards were giant and old school back then. And all I saw was lights blinking, and my heart was pounding. I was like, oh, this is a nightmare. But that wasn't my first time ever doing it. But it wasn't that far into my career either. But the point here is, sometimes in life, even though you feel nervous about it or reluctant or hesitant or any of those things, you just got to step up and do it. The end.
Is that just a great lesson also in life?
Yeah.
No matter what you do for a living, feel like you're a capable man or woman, if you feel like, I know I'm good at getting the job done, I'll figure it out. When someone goes, hey, do you know how to do this? I think a lame answer is like, no, I can't.
Exactly.
Like how are you going to get opportunity
if
you're
hesitant?
Well,
I've never done it, but I'll figure it out. Or just lie and say you can to get the opportunity.
Dude, in a worst case scenario.
Ask questions as you go.
Hey, Iowa Sam, if they were like, Iowa, Covino and Rich both got stuck in traffic. There was an accident on the 101. Can you host the show? What is your answer?
If I say no, I'm going to look like a huge lame-o. So.
that's the reminder here. Charlie Arnold, have you ever announced a professional UFC match? No.
Nope.
Can you do it? Yeah. Bam. And then it makes national news. She's the first woman ever. That's awesome. And actually, Rich, my first interview was one of those moments. Booker in New York, one of the hosts, right?
Isn't he? He's part of iHeart LA now,
yeah,
right?
It was Booker. Running late or sick or something to get an interview with Collective Soul. And the boss is like, can you do it? And I'm like,
let me collect my thoughts.
At the time, you know, and I was like, and you're probably thinking at Collective Soul, who cares? At the time, I'm like, I hadn't done that before with any like real rock band. And I'm like, yeah. So like, you just gotta do it.
Yeah. If there is a lesson, time to step up.
Yep, that's it. That's all.
Never, when given an opportunity professionally, personally, anything, never have the lame ass answer of like, I don't think I could do it.
Yeah. And look,
That's what losers are cut from that cloth.
Yeah, and if she hadn't done it and she let fear get in the way, she wouldn't have been the first and she wouldn't have had all this press over the weekend, and it was a proud moment.
You might get mom spaghetti all over your clothes too. I was a kid in radio, Stockton, California. Our morning show was booked to go on stage at the Oakland A's game and introduce the fireworks, and our morning guy was sick, couldn't do it. So the PD says, Danny, you're doing nights, you're going out there. my night, and I went into the bathroom and I hurled. I was so nervous. Because to walk out and see all those people at the a MLB stadium, I was a kid.
I know the feeling, man. Yeah, for real.
There was an episode of How I Met Your Mother, one of my favorite old school sitcoms, where Robin, you know, the one of the main characters, gets her chance because Sandy, whatever the creepy news guy was off like grabbing some ass during the New Year's countdown. And like, you're on. Like, now, sometimes you're on is all you need.
We've all came up the same rank as Charlie Arnold, right? Yeah. Like, she was on our TV show on ESPN. Again, you said OutKick. She's had a great career in broadcasting, wrestling, UFC, all this stuff. But if Dana White, whoever was there that night, came up to you, you think you'd be able to do it?
Of course.
Yeah?
No doubt.
You do a Howard Finkel. That's what you would do.
Coming down the aisle.
This match is scheduled for one fall
with a 60-minute time limit.
That's what Rich would
from
do.
From parts unknown, Dan Byer, who's got an update.
Hold on, Dan, though. I would feel like Danny G felt, though. I really would. There's no question about it. Even though we're on national radio every day, there's a part of me that would be like, ooh, this is nerve-wracking.
It's just a little easier, like a backup quarterback when you go in the middle of a game based on having it get in your head for a whole week leading up when you're scheduled to do it. So that makes it slightly easier.
Yeah, spontaneity is easier.
Yeah, you're still scared S-less, though.
All right. Well, we got to talk KD, Kevin Durant, because Rich has a theory and a hot take on him. But first, our boy, our guy. DB.
Dan Byer.
And Danny G's puke still hasn't been cleaned up from the Oakland Coliseum. The Kansas City Chiefs gave Travis Kelce a new contract extension, 2 years, $34.25 million, and Kelce becomes the highest paid tight end in the NFL and is now under contract through the 2027 season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
you know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
So when we started our show, they're like, hey, you're going to do the Covino show and Rich is going to do the Rich show. And we would have done great shows. We would have done well, but we knew we were better together.
That's true. When they first started dealing with Covino and I, it was for Maxim Radio. Remember magazines, guys?
Yeah, and we were auditioning
that?
Together.
Yeah.
We were doing it together, but they wanted to take two good hosts and separate them, and instead of one great show, they were like, no, we'll make two good shows. But we're like, yeah, but we're greater together. So when you take that away from anybody, it's hard to be that great. That's what makes you great, and there's no shame in that.
I know what you're saying. It's like saying, well, I mean, Kelsey's never won without Mahomes. Well, Mahomes never won without
that's
Kelsey.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a tough criticism. Hey, Mike and the Mad Dog have slayed it without each other, but weren't they great together, right? And that's what I think of when I think of Durant with the Golden State Warriors. Yeah, look who he was playing with. It just makes sense that he's not going to be as great with the other cast of characters. Did he need them to win? I mean, it seems that way.
But I'm saying,
does
if
that take
if
away from him being one of the best in the game?
But I'm saying, if everyone's going to criticize LeBron James for chasing titles and, oh, he had to go to Miami and team up with, Wade and Bosh, and then he went to Cleveland, and he gets a little credit for that one, but they'll be like, well, he had Kyrie and Love and everything there. And then, oh, then he goes to L.A. and Anthony Davis and the bubble. If everyone's quick to want to just criticize everything he does, can't you just say Kevin Durant followed a good path to Golden State, realized that they were unbeatable, and with him, they were certainly unbeatable?
It's not like Kevin Durant totally stunk in this series, though, Rich. In the four losses, he scored 33, 25, 18. That was a bad game. And 31 points in that closeout game.
It's true. There's
going to be speculation for sure.
I think this is the bigger problem. A, the Timberwolves, are really, really good. All right. We talked about that before the playoffs began. And also, you guys, what did you bite off of Maller? Was it a week ago when you were talking about the sausage, the blame sausage?
The blame sausage.
Bradley Beal needs to take a big bite of that blame sausage. They paid him a huge amount of money. It's backfired so far. He was injured for around 30 games during the season, but in that closeout game, he scored 9 points. He fouled out, and Anthony Edwards torched him the whole night for 40 points.
Did you see even Jordan is acknowledging the way Edwards is playing, you know? So, you know, they're just playing great right now, and Kevin Durant didn't have that supporting cast. Look, that's what we said about D'Angelo Russell recently. Like, yo, man, it's hard for LeBron to win if that dude's not scoring anything. Same thing with Kevin Durant in this series. But is the legacy...
Is Devin Booker's 49 not enough for you?
Is his legacy almost solidified as he was a great scorer that won with the Golden State Warriors?
Listen, when I say this, let me repeat. No shame in that. Great scorer that's won. But when you look at who he won with, oh, yeah, when he went to Golden State and sort of... not rode the coattails, but went to a place that had won, and then they won again with him.
Dude, I think when we, as a people, put Michael Jordan on a pedestal, he couldn't have won without the great players around him.
Yeah, but they leave that part of the story out.
But that's my point. You know, it's a team game, and when you look at the players he had all-stars on his team, When he didn't have all-stars, he wasn't winning like that.
People love to leave out the fact that Michael Jordan had a couple other guys.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Yeah, no, it's true. But I do wonder if you look at certain stars, and coaches and say, you know what? Winning does have a lightning in a bottle factor to it. Joe Torre happened to have that calm, cool coaching managerial mindset with the right players. Yankees were a dynasty. Early in his career, as a Mets manager, Cardinals, and then later with the Dodgers, Joe Torre stunk. Look at Bill Belichick.
As a coach, you're saying, because he had an arguably Hall of Fame playing career.
Without Tom Brady, and Belichick still. But that's like taken away a lot. You can't say, well, take it away, because that's most of his career. But hey, without Tom Brady, when he's been left with a mediocre quarterback or a building team.
But I disagree with what you're saying. That's why I brought us into the analogy. Just better together. You can't say he stunk. You think Bill Belichick owes all his credit and greatness to Tom Brady? That dude was behind Bill Parcells learning from the best. He built his career to that point. He was already a great mastermind in the world of football. But together, they were greater. There's no shame in that. I don't think there's any shame in that. But again, Kevin Durant's out. Out! Legacy tarnished, legacy ruined. I think that's what a lot of people will speculate on. And I'm saying, you know, I'm saying there's something to be said about the greatness around you just brings out greatness in everybody.
Well, would love your thoughts at Covey on Rich, 877-99 on Fox. How do you look at KD? Is KD just a really great scorer that, you know, had some years where he teamed up with other great legends?
I've never looked at him the same way since I saw what his feet look like, to be honest. If you want my real honest opinion, I promise you.
One of those!
You're going to be like, dude, you see the boats on this guy? No, look at the canoes on this dude. Yeah. He's got canoe feet.
Guy walks around with kayaks on
his I don't know how he stands up on those bad boys. He got the longest, thinnest feet I've
ever seen
in my life.
I don't know how he ever falls down on those.
But anyway, that's my real observation.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Other than the Golden State years, Brooklyn, Phoenix, he's been linked up with other guys. You could just argue lightning in a bottle, it just didn't work. But I'm just saying, I'm curious how the average fan thinks of Kevin Durant nowadays.
I don't
look
at greatness that way, dude. I realize that real greatness comes from great teamwork and great team players and everybody doing their part. It's like you could be a great boxer, right? But sometimes you also need that great trainer. And once he's not in that camp anymore, he might not be as great. Does that mean he wasn't great? No, it's just he was greater with that trainer, greater with that cast of characters, greater with that team around him. Doesn't make him less great. I just think, again, it's the sum of all the parts. But Voltron, bro, Voltron.
Just a reminder.
You can't be Voltron without all the parts.
Kevin Durant, 500 playoff player. Danny G, without
Steph
Curry.
Because the rest of the characters don't match up to Steph Curry, don't match up to Draymond Green, Thompson, or any of the other championship-caliber players. I'm trying to say, look at it that way. Because people are going to be real quick to say, well, he couldn't do it without him. He's still one of the best.
Well, let me ask Danny G, not about Kevin Durant, but about tonight. Do we see the Lakers extending this? Because if they win tonight, Thursday night, they're back in Los Angeles.
I hope so, just for the fun. Man.
I mean, I wore my Lakers shirt for you today, Danny, my bright purple DraftKings Lakers shirt.
It's so sad because they've led in more quarters than the Nuggets. They blow their leads. They blow their halftime leads. They were able to hang on in the second game at home in Los Angeles. But, yeah, you got to think that if they show any lack of effort on the defensive end and possibly getting Jared Vanderbilt back tonight would go a long way, but
He's eligible, right?
Yeah, he was upgraded to questionable. So he was a big part of the heart of the Lakers defense before he got injured. If he comes back, maybe that'll give them a little bit of spark, because if they are out hustled by any means tonight, they will lose to the Nuggets.
That is, you know what it is? It's very reminiscent of something I'm watching on the screen above me. NFL Network was playing some highlights of the Chiefs against the Bills and against my 49ers in the Super Bowl last year. The Chiefs, you could argue that teams had them on the ropes, should have, could have won, but the Chiefs found a way to win. The Lakers were probably thinking, like, we had the Nuggets in every game in this series, but you're down 3-1.
Yeah, and there's been, analysts on TV who say they feel like the Nuggets are just far superior, and it's kind of like a cat playing with a dead mouse, you know, almost like the Nuggets let the Lakers take those leads. I'm not going to exactly buy into that because there has been some moments where the Lakers are hitting their threes. They're aggressive on both ends of the court. But there's been more questionable decisions made by Darvin Ham. There's been lackluster play on the defensive end from time to time. And then you saw D'Lo go completely cold, Austin Reeves go completely cold, and LeBron jump up and down like a baby over a call he wanted, replayed. There's been moments where I'm like, this is not the same team I saw the second half of the season after the All-Star break.
You know, you look back at that game too, and I know hindsight's, what did Charles Barkley say?
It's whatever.
Hindsight's whatever?
Hindsight is Barbara Walters and who was the other guy?
Hindsight is Barbara Walters. Who hosted 2020? Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs, yes.
Hindsight is 2020, but that game two, thinking how the Lakers had that game,
up
right?
By 20.
And even at the end, you know, LeBron hit those two big threes, and you thought, Denver came back, and then the Murray dagger at the end for the win. Like, that game right there, if not for that, you're looking at a game five tonight that we'd be so excited about. It'd be 2-2.
Hey, I'm still excited. It's a Monday night. I got something to watch. Yeah, by the way, nice pull with the Hugh Downs, bro. That was impressive.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
There's only met so many Hughes I know.
So,
Hefner, Downs, Hugh Jackman. Grant, Hugh Jackman. Actually, more Hughes than you thought.
So, hit us up, 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich. How will Durant, again, he's not written,
Hugh
but
Hefner.
How will he be remembered now that he's out again without his cast of characters from the Golden State Warrior days? 877-99 on Fox, and we still got to play Mike Tyson trivia.
Oh, yeah.
And your chance to win a coveted CNR Swiggy, CNR and FSR stainless steel water bottle. 877-99 on Fox.
They're sought after. So yes. We'll get to that. We'll play some Iron Mike trivia in a few minutes. But I did want to throw a thought out there before we got to trivia, Covino, if that's cool with you.
Sure.
Remember last week we talked about, obviously, like everyone else, the NFL draft, round by round. We got to see families, girlfriends. There's always funny videos.
Couches. I like to see the couches.
You and Jay Stu went viral on that tweet where...
You know what I think to myself? For real, I'm like, look at that weak-ass couch. You got like seven people on his tiny little couch. Once they get that first fat contract, they're going to have a big-ass couch.
So we observed...
They're going to have a nice new couch. No stains on it.
All the fun of the NFL draft over the weekend. Surprises, you know, Penix Jr., everything that we saw go down. And I was saying...
We saw a sketch over the weekend. That was the big story. The video game nerd that went extremely viral and he's super famous now. What's up, brother? Did you see he made a pick? Or he announced the pick?
Really? No,
yeah.
I missed that.
For the Texans in like the 300th round.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, but the crowd went nuts for the kid.
Well, yeah, he's a big, big star in that world, right?
Congrats to him.
So my thought is this.
Come on, this is football.
Yeah, it was. He owned it. See, again, I would have been a little nervous about it, but.
I like the brother.
Rather than what's up, brother.
No, Skate, what's up, brother?
He got the crowd pumped. Yeah, it was great.
Not that guy?
By the way, how many what up does did we hear over the 2-day period?
Yeah. Oh, what up does?
What up does?
3,000.
What up does, Detroit?
Let's go. Let's goes and what up does. So my thought is this. The other day we talked about how grading a draft might be the biggest hot air conversation. Remember we had a whole conversation of what's the biggest hot air sports debate?
The biggest hot air conversation might be a conversation about hot air conversations. What do you think?
Oh, that's, yeah, thanks. We talked about...
I'm going to get a tattoo of a butt on my butt.
So it's...
Yeah, with like a butt tattoo on it.
Yeah. So...
Stop it.
So whether it's MJ, LeBron, grading drafts, we talked about what we thought were the most eye-rolling conversations in sports media. The more I thought about it, and we talk about grading the draft, and, you know, I get it, it's people's jobs, they got to do it. But when you say such and such team, D, oh, they get an F. When you give teams a negative draft score, isn't that just, as Rocky Balboa would say, yo, isn't that just, like, rude? When I say rude, you know, rude to who? Rude to the kids you just drafted. Their dreams came true.
Right.
And everyone just being a big Dick Cheney.
Everyone's just being a big jerk.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So when you say, oh, this team, oh, they're draft
grade. You know who's grading these drafts? People who wish they were drafted.
Yeah, like grown men that don't play. So my point is simply, I said grading a draft is like.
I mean, it's fair to make speculation, right?
Grading a draft, though, is like I said the other day, it's like judging a relationship before the first date. But I think it's like your team chose outside linebacker, such and such. You see the comments on social media like, should have picked blank, should have done this. Oh, this guy stinks.
Like I've been saying for years now, Rich, opinions are like podcasts.
Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got one.
And they stink.
And they all stink.
It's true.
And everyone's going to have an opinion on it.
So, I don't know. I just, the more I thought about it.
Off the air, you gave the best example. It would be like when Fox Sports Radio announced Covino and Rich is coming afternoons. It would have been like people saying, I give that an F before ever hearing us live. It's like, yo, wait, hold up.
Well, you know the show?
It's your opinion, but you've never seen him play in the NFL yet. You don't know. You're basing it on, like, what, really?
So,
like, their college play, I get it, or maybe what they needed, and that's your opinion, I get it. But let's see how it pans out.
Yeah, so the other day my thought was more like, it's just a dumb conversation. The more I thought about it, I'm like, it's just rude. I saw 49ers.
Rude, absolutely.
Pearsall, the wide receiver that got drafted from Florida. Half the comments were nice. Like, hey, welcome to the Bay. Welcome to the Niners. Bang, bang, Niners gang. Hey, welcome. Half the comments on social media were like, we don't need this guy. Screw this guy. Why would we draft him? He stinks. Should have went with this guy. And I'm like, it's just like rude. Like, honestly, terribly rude.
It's also part of the culture, right?
Unnecessary, you know. It's like
sports fans could be brutal.
It's like, you know how when we would talk about how bullying's the worst thing, how people on television and, you know, people like, bullying's the worst, don't bully, be kind. And then they were still, up until recently, they were still doing like Fashion Police on E! It's like, don't be rude. By the way, look at her dress, it's awful. Sort of like the draft.
I mean, even on FS1 today, which I love, by the way, they're like, the biggest loser in the NFL draft.
Biggest loser? Based on what?
I mean, it's just...
Your dumb opinion?
That's the culture,
hasn't panned out yet.
It's just the culture. I get it. You know, maybe there's that fine line of not being too sensitive either. It just is. It's just someone's opinion.
That's true.
Well, they know.
But maybe use it as fuel.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah, that might be a good motivation. All right, two quickies, then we're going to play some Tyson trivia. Jim in Idaho. What's up, Jim?
Hey, now you guys have deflated my bubble with all that bullying talk.
What's up?
Hey, so I agree with the idea that Durant is not all that much, not a bag of chips, and he was with some great players at Golden State, and when he was alone, he wasn't alone with the Knicks, and like you said, he did nothing, and so that's all true. But then I also think that Scottie Pippen was who he was with Michael Jordan, and when he was alone, he was completely ineffective.
That's not true.
You know what, Scottie
Pippen.
He carried that team
without Jordan. Scottie Pippen's a great example, though. He never won a championship.
But Jordan never won without Pippen. It's the opposite. Ooh, did he win without that cast of all stars? It's the opposite.
What you could say, what you could argue, Covino, is the leadership skills, though. Remember when Pippen pouted about Kukoc getting that last shot?
And
people have argued about leadership skills attached to Kevin Durant.
Okay, that is something we didn't touch on, and that's a horse of a different color. That's a great example. It's like, okay, so maybe we could say he's still one of the greatest players, but wasn't a great leader. I think that now, if you want to be fair and not bully the guy, Rich, I think that would be a fair assessment.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar.
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was in Vegas, man. Las Vegas. Alice in Chains slayed it. System was great. Slipknot came out with their jumpsuits. It was awesome. Had a great time. Sick New World doing the daddy-daughter thing.
Hell
that's
yeah.
Bonding, bro. Family that slays together stays together, my good buddy Jose Mangan once taught me. But anyway, thank you for hanging out with us.
Say that again.
A family that slays together stays together, brother.
Okay, I thought hell you said yeah. that.
Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, CNR on FSR, at Covino and Rich. Actually, if you want to see my photos from this weekend at the concert, at Steve Covino.
Well,
but we got games to play.
Hey, if you want to see something even funnier, go to my Instagram, at Rich Davis. Danny G, did you see the video?
Are we competing?
Of the kid.
You getting hit by the bat.
Yeah.
I want to see something even better.
Oh, you could see a picture of 60-year-old rockers. Or
me. Posting pictures of the fans?
Dan Byer, did you happen to catch this?
Guys, wait, hold that. How about you check mine instead?
You can check both, by the way. I'm coaching my girls' t-ball team, and one of the moms is recording, just coincidentally. One of the girls... As I'm putting the ball on the tee, she swings the bat and takes at my knee like she's Tanya Harding and Jeff Galooly's goons. Honestly. And you hear me go, oh, that's the part Covino likes, my squeal.
I do like that part.
Oh!
I just like you getting hit with a bat.
Yeah. No, thanks, buddy.
By the way, if you go to my Instagram, you can see Dan Byer in a Speedo.
Wait, I'm going to go there right now.
Let's play Tyson's trivia. Come
nude.
On.
Fully nude.
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
All right. Security walking in. The man, the myth, the legend. Hey, Mike, you look a little frustrated.
It's nice to get a break, but I'm very aggravated, frustrated, and very... disquieted, if you really want to know how I'm feeling right. Disquieted, very flustered, very harrowed.
Harrowed?
I feel very disconcerted right now because I stopped. I don't know if you guys knew about this, but I stopped smoking weed. I stopped with the ladies. I'm just trying to put all my focus and energy on the beat. It's a sanctioned fight, by the way.
I know.
I don't know if you heard it's sanctioned now.
Can't wait,
it's
Mike.
It's sanctioned. I don't know if you heard
that. Let's meet the contestants. His trivia win total on the show, 22-time winner, Rich Davis.
Wow.
16-time champion over there,
DB. This guy over here, he has me very angry right now.
Dan Byer with 16, an eight-time winner's body boy.
Number nine today.
I like the confidence. Looking to win a CNR stainless steel swiggy. It's Tom in Washington State.
What's up, Tom?
Hey, gentlemen.
What's up, Tom? Say what's up to the champ.
What's up,
Cam? Hey, I'm sorry, Tom. I'm very exasperated today because I stopped smoking weed.
Here are the rules.
Maximum lung capacity.
Yeah.
Doing my best.
Rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champion. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's get it on. Yeah.
All right, so
round one.
I had a Casio calculator when I was a kid. I had the Casio with the watch and the calculator because I love mathematics. A standard boxing ring is between which of these sizes?
Oh.
A, 12 feet and 20 feet. B, 16 feet and 24 feet. Or C, 20 feet and 28 feet. A standard boxing ring.
Ooh.
12 by 20, 16 and 24, or 20 and 28.
Spot.
I'm going to say 16 by 24.
Yeah. The rings are either, they can be 16 by 16 all the way up to 24 by 24.
I was thinking of like a bedroom size.
Wow.
Like a large room.
Spot on the board, and you learned something on the show.
Are you picturing yourself tussling in your bedroom?
Yes, I am. In a 16 by 16 room.
Such a lucky guess.
All right, we move on to round two.
When asked about greatness, I once famously quoted and said, A, greatness is not guarding yourself from people. Greatness is being accepted by people.
Oh.
B, greatness is no longer applies to anyone the day Muhammad Ali died. Or C, greatness is a speeding sports car with a model topless passing a state trooper. Greatness is a speeding sports car with a model topless passing a state trooper.
Oh, what?
What did I say famously about greatness?
Rich.
Can I hold it? Hold on just a sec.
Yeah.
Was our caller trying to beep in by hitting the number?
Yes, I was.
Yes.
No, you got to say your name.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't type in three or B for C or C. Whatever.
Buyer, did you hear the phone beep before, Rich?
Wait, yes, I heard it like five times.
To answer correctly, press one.
Yeah.
What do you got, Tom?
Wow. All right, Tom.
I'm going with B.
B, the day Muhammad Ali died? No.
Oh,
just tell me the answer.
Rich, you want to go for the steal?
I was going to say A, the... I'm going to go A.
Yes.
Greatness is not guarding yourself from the people. Greatness is being accepted by the people.
Yes.
That's the answer correct.
All right, both Spot and Rich on the board.
It seems like Tom is very bemuffled right now.
We have a two-way tie as we move to round three.
As far as historians can tell, where did the sport of boxing make its debut?
Ooh.
Oh.
A, Greece.
Yeah.
B, Egypt. Or C, Italy.
Oh. Spot.
Spot for the win.
I'm going to say Italy. I'm going to think of the Roman Colosseum.
No. Dan. Fire.
Is Greece the word?
No.
I love that song, though.
Right? That's what it was all about.
I would have chose Egypt, and I'll tell you why. Because isn't that like, don't you think like ancient aliens were?
I didn't. Yeah,
that ancient aliens.
That's Edian in retrospect. Yeah. Egypt. Boxing made its debut in Egypt around 3000 BC. Everybody knows that.
Oh. I figured ancient aliens
are really aggravating
us.
Me now.
All right, still a two-way tie as we move on to round four.
Amateurs were scared of me as a kid and lucky that I never fought in the Olympics. What year did amateur boxing first join the Summer Games? A, 1904, B, 1912, or C, 1920?
Tom, I got this one.
Tom.
1904.
Yeah!
That was a really good guess because you seemed very muddled before. You seemed very muddled and befuddled.
I'm good now.
All right, Tom, also on the board now as we go to round five.
Okay, another fun fact.
Yeah.
I'm going to school you on this one, guys, okay?
I'm excited.
The sport of boxing recognizes how many different weight classes?
Oh.
How many different weight classes?
I'm out. I feel like there's like 30.
17, like, B, 12, or C, 9.
Ooh.
spot.
Spot for the win.
C9.
No. Tom, you want to give it a shot for a swiggy?
I'm going with 12.
No.
Oh, come on. I set you up for that.
Oh, man, that means we're going to go to a tie break.
Tiebreakers make me even more agitated.
Yeah.
You and me both.
I'm already agitated.
Spot, Rich, and Tom are the three involved in this tie break here.
Okay, no multiple choice. It's whoever comes closest, all right, guys?
All right.
You got to buzz in with your name to go.
All right, who wants to go first? After the question, so go ahead,
Without
Mr. Tyson.
Going over... What number am I ranked on the Ring Magazine's 2003 list of the 100 greatest punchers of all time? That's 100 greatest punchers of all time.
Can't go over.
What number am I ranked?
Rich. Well, I want to say you are ranked number 4.
4, okay.
Spot. I'm going to go with lucky number 7. Oh.
7, okay. Tom.
Number 3.
Oh, he's going under. Spot is the winner.
What?
Spot is the winner.
Boom. And number 9,
you
baby.
Know really
number 9.
I'll tell you what's really ironic. By the way, Spot, you're on a streak right now.
Right?
It's really
Beatles.
Ironic because the answer is number 16, and that's Rich's favorite number, so I heard so. Anyway, you should have went with 16.
Well, yeah, Mike, I think you should have been higher up.
I
do.
Number 1.
Punchers? No. This isn't greatest fighters. This is greatest punchers?
Greatest puncher of all time.
Yeah.
You should be number 1, Mike.
Hey, Tommy, we appreciate you playing today.
Okay, thank you.
All right, guys. I'm going to go home and smoke no weed and watch no porn and get no women.
Okay. Goodbye, Mike. Enjoy.
I'm just going to train for my big fight.
Training, Mike.
Bye, guys.
See you.
Dan Byers got an update. Hi, Dan Byers.
Hey, guys. I'll make this quick, but I did watch your video, Rich. Maybe more concerning to me was not the swing to the leg, was that she swung like you were holding for an extra point. Like, your finger, like... Put the ball on the tee.
As she's swinging.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
I have a big welt on my leg. My reaction
deserves it.
No. That's probably right.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you. Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.